Still using bias tires? Here's your chance to upgrade to radial. This spring, Firestone Ag is making it easy with Farm Hard Rewards. Just head to your local certified Firestone Ag tire dealer between now and April 30th and get discounts as big as $200 per tire when you buy two or more eligible Firestone radial tires.
This deal doesn't last long, so visit Roadrunner Tire to take advantage of Farm Hard Rewards soon. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply. For full details, visit FirestoneAg.com or contact Roadrunner Tire in Kearney to learn more.
All right, it's Monday. You know what that means. It's time for another episode of the ROI FY, your number one podcast that focuses on all things impact and purpose as it relates to business. Today, we got a full house.
We do.
Joined by my homie and cohorts, Graham, Angie. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Well. Doing well.
Enjoy the weekend?
I did. I got sick at the tail end of last week. It was kind of a bummer. That is what happens when you have four kids in the house, though, and they all attend different petri dishes of disease every day.
Also called school, right?
School. Yeah. Public school system. But, you know, it is what it is. And yesterday, Sunday, at about 3 in the afternoon, started to feel like a human again. So it was a big win.
Good.
It's good. It's good. What about you guys?
Yeah. I mean, I got to be in Miami, so I really can't complain at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was very different than February.
We had a very different weekend, but I got to snuggle a baby, so it was super fun. My sister's little lady. What about you, bud?
Not too much. Just worked.
Oh.
I know, right?
Well, way to bring us all back in, Graham.
I know, I'm sorry.
Cool.
Thanks. I know, I'm the Debbie Downer here.
All right.
But it was a beautiful weekend here.
Glad you spent it inside.
Right,
then,
I was able to look out my window and enjoy the sunshine.
But also, we talk about this all the time on the show. We talk about that, you know, dreamy eyes of entrepreneurship and starting things off. Like, this is the reality of it, right?
Yep,
like,
exactly.
I'm not an entrepreneur, so I went to Miami, and you're an entrepreneur starting a conference and a movement, you know, super important things, but you worked. And so it's just the dichotomy of life.
It's a labor of love.
It is.
That's very true.
And it's all about finding balance, right? Statement, right? It's not work if you're having fun, one of those things, right?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it in the previous episode. I feel like that statement is absolute bullshit. But separate conversation. Please see previous episode.
Yeah, rewind
the clock.
I don't
remember which one. But anyways, today's conversation is going to be really rad. I'm excited for everybody out there. Today, I'm very pleased to welcome a newer friend in my life, Mr. Matt Thorne. He's the vice president of Electronic Contracting Company here in Lincoln. They're doing some really, really incredible stuff. And Matt, when Matt and I first met, we were originally just talking about like web development work. And then the conversation continued to evolve towards impact and purpose and culture and all these things. And fast forward, almost 6 months now. And you know, now we're talking about all these things. You're connected with Jay, CEO of Firespring. And I really just wanted to bring you on the show today to pick your brain as you're currently in the throes of identifying a lot of these things for your organization. I think it's an awesome story and one that our audience is really going to enjoy. So Matt, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So I think what would be cool is to just kind of set the stage with a little bit of your background, right? Who are you? What's gotten you to this point today? And like, what is the day in the life of Electronic Contracting Company?
Well, I've been here for 24 years now. My anniversary was a couple of weeks ago, I believe, maybe a month ago. Anymore, it's a blur. This long, so
I can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday.
Yeah,
so you're killing
Chex Mix, probably.
Right.
No kidding.
Yep.
Probably that one.
No, I came in in a technical background. You know, went to school for electronics and. Just kind of worked my way up through the reins of the company and, you know, engineering and so forth and got into management, really enjoy it. And, you know, people call me the herder, the employee herder, right? And so I always, you know, my passion really is just looking out for the well-being of other employees, which is why, you know, after working with Andrew here, I'm seeing all the good things that Firespring brings to the table. And like Andrew said, I first started with, you know, working with you guys in web development and got to know Andrew and learned what you guys are doing here. And it's very impressive, you know, seeing what the top 50 places to work for in the U.S., correct?
Yeah.
Right. And so it's very impressive. You guys are very credible, and we're trying to do some things within our company. And you know, Andrew went to Jay and brought the idea to him, and essentially here we are.
Mm-hmm. And so right now, you guys are working with our CEO, with Jay, to start identifying the core values and like the way in which we're going to talk about these things internally, externally. But ultimately, that's going to be driving us down the path of purpose, and we can get to that in a second. But just kind of share what the experience has been like so far as you're going through the process of trying to identify what these things are. And I think what the way you guys are approaching it is really, really wise. I a lot of organizations that I've worked with throughout the years, a lot of these things are assumed and then projected onto the teams as this is what we feel the core values should be. Therefore, you should care about this stuff.
Right.
And then the adoption rate sucks. So maybe walk us through what that experience has been like and what kind of challenges you guys have maybe seen and what kind of adoption rate you've seen and where the positive things are coming as well.
Sure. You know, we're kind of what we perceive ourselves as an old school organization, been around since 1958, mm-hmm. right? So we've been around a long time. We have a lot of different generations throughout the company. And sometimes that's, mm-hmm. I shouldn't say sometimes, but a lot of times it's very challenging,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so...
And you guys aren't a small company either. I mean, we're talking over 150 employees, right?
Right, correct. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Correct. Yep, throughout the Midwest. And so about a year ago, we decided to make the change and go through a re-culture process, right? And someone brought to our attention a process called EOS, mm-hmm. Entrepreneurial mm-hmm. Operating System. And so I know I learned that FireSpring is a pioneer with EOS, right?
Yep.
And so we went down the EOS path, and the management team was going through a process in ourselves as far as picking that up and learning what it does and so forth. And a part of this, I got to know, you know, like I said, Andrew with FireSpring, and learned they do EOS. But also, we were at the crossroads of, well, we need to determine our core values. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, us as a management team came up with our original values. They may not mm-hmm. be great, but what we learned working with Jay is these values need to come from within, mm-hmm. right? The adoption rate, you know, is skyrockets when it comes from your own employees or team members, mm-hmm. I should say. Yep. I'm learning from yeah. for team members. And and so, you know, Jay and his team, you know, you guys have been working with us recently here on going through a very interesting
yeah.
Process as far as pulling those ideas out of our heads.
How has that response been from the team members as they are
awesome. Yeah.
like experiences, especially from the different generations that you have? So, you know, we have a couple of different pockets within our own organization where we know there are subcultures within our company because you have your own team dynamics. So how is all of that coming together around this new value system that you're building?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, the feedback that we've received so far is just everybody appreciates being heard.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everybody's voice is being heard now. And that speaks a lot, you know, in itself. And so it's, you know, we always abide by this open door policy, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But when you actually reach out to every team member in the organization, all 100 and yeah. some folks there throughout the Midwest, you could see their faces just light up as far as, you know, guys, I really, really appreciate what I have to say. You know, that you guys are actually listening to me and taking that into account as far as putting together these values that we're going to live and breathe and mm-hmm. work and everything
awesome.
Else by. So, and that's just one example. You know, we're finding that a lot of our team members have great ideas.
Yeah.
Right. And it's our job to take those ideas and pull them out and utilize those ideas and mm-hmm. everyday work life and so forth. And so it's been a fun process so far. I've really been watching what you guys are doing and mm-hmm. how you guys are helping us out.
Yeah.
And it's awesome to watch this kind of all come together.
Yeah. Have you seen some team members or did you hit any friction points during this like discovery process yet with any groups or subcultures within your company where they're like, whoa, 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 what's the ulterior motive or?
Mm-hmm. Well, what you find is the younger generation are all over this. they eat this up. They're all over it. And on the flip side, the guys that have and gals that have been there for, you know, 30, 40 years or whatnot, or a little hesitant on doing this, mm-hmm. but that's okay. That's all right. We'll take, you know, we'll, anybody that wants to provide their feedback and their thoughts, we'll definitely listen to what they have to say.
So I was actually in one of the sessions last week, I think it was Monday morning, where we were doing this workshop exercise to identify what would these core values be and what things should we be celebrating. And I saw exactly that. The younger generation in the room, they were all over it. They loved it. And then you could see like a very small handful of dudes mm-hmm. at the beginning of the conversation or the session that their guard was a little bit more raised, or they're like, this feels a little weird. But by the end of the session, it was so cool to see that transformation happen in real time. Like mm-hmm. they got into it. It was a fun interactive exercise and session. And by the end of it, they were like in a completely different place. You could see it like on their face. And it was really neat. I really enjoyed it.
Well, Matt, I think one of the things that's really interesting to hear you talking about is the fact that this is really a process, right? That as you're looking towards internal culture, this isn't something that you can just flip a light switch and turn it on and mm-hmm. off. It takes a lot of time and intentionality and thoughtfulness to be able to go through and start trying to bring in all of those different team members and consolidate and collect all of the different perspectives and value systems and everything to really start pointing in the right direction. So how long has this process been going on for you and your organization? I mean, is this something that's been you're a couple months in, or is this several years? Where are you sort of along this journey of purpose?
Well, I would say, so we started the EOS process back in June or July of last year, right? Mm. And Andrew, when did we first start?
We started talking the tail end of Q4 of 2019.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's when things really started to essentially light up. You know, the management team ourselves was going through the EOS process from about June or July till about then. And that's when we started learning about core values is not just a couple of sayings you throw up on the wall and you think everybody lives by them. That's, I mean, you hire, you fire, you mm-hmm. you know, day-to-day work life is all based upon core values, right? And it's more important than what we ever realized they would be. And so we had to kind of take a step back. And as we were taking that step back, that's when we started working with FireSpring and, you know, you guys are, experts, you know, in this field and, have really helped us, along the way. So yeah, we're very, very new at this here.
What has been some of the surprising elements or conversations had at that leadership group level where you're hearing the feedback? Has some of it been kind of tough to hear? And then how are you guys responding as a team to make sure that you're not getting defensive, but like really embracing some of the feedback? Or how's that working?
Right. Well, you have to go into this knowing that you're going to be criticized.
Yeah.
Especially being in management. You know, it's very easy to mm-hmm. criticize upper management. So, and we understand that. But I will say that the criticism has been working in a positive favor, you know, with our team, you know. And so a lot of the processes, a lot of the things that we're trying to implement are based upon people's criticism and what they're saying.
That's cool.
And so it's every time someone speaks up and they say something, it's being heard and documented and so forth. And we deeply, deeply appreciate that.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of the like how genuine people feel connected to the process is making sure that you're having that honest conversation and that transparency of that dialogue. Because I think sometimes, and probably for some of the older generation group, they probably think like, oh yeah, they're going to use this information. So it's really cool to see that happening in a company that's also, you know, you guys have been around the block for a few decades now. So right. I think it's super interesting that you guys have now decided to start implementing this new purpose and value-based system to run your organization. So I know that you said that there were some defining moments, but looking back on, you know, the last, you know, 50 plus years, have you guys always had this type of open door policy and this is the first time you're formalizing it? Or is this kind of like a whole new paradigm shift for your organization?
No, this is all new.
Okay.
This is all new. We've never done anything remotely close to this before.
Okay.
You know, it's, we've always encouraged people to come to their supervisor or come to us with any type of concern or whatnot, but has it truly been an open door? Have we truly reached out to everybody and asked for their feedback you know, what they're feeling, what they're thinking right now. Probably not until now. So this is kind of new grounds for everybody,
yeah,
you know, including cool. ourselves. But it's been a fun ride so far, and really enjoy it. You know, one thing that I've heard several times in our conversation here is purpose,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's one thing I've learned over the past couple months or so is we need purpose, right? Why do we go to work?
Right.
What's the purpose of going to work? Why do we do it? I know a lot of us, you know, have fun doing it. I get that, but what's the reason? You know, we spend, you know, a third of our day, you know, at work doing our thing, but why? And, I think that's one thing that, we really need to kind of sit down and kind of fine tune that and define what's our purpose. And that's one of the things that right. I know, you know, Jay and his team are going to be working with us as far as, hope in defining that.
Yeah, it's a kind of an amazing exploration process. And I know you guys are just starting to kind of touch on that part of the exploration process, but I think it's important for people to know you do it at that like global level, but then taking that all the way down to your team level. So that way everyone's understanding, okay, I come to work for this reason because mm-hmm. I know my team is working collectively for this goal to collectively allow our company to get to here. Making sure that purpose statement can really go all the way down to the individual team member at any level is really important. And so I know for your team, you have a wide variety of type of team members and you're in, you know, all across the Midwest. How has that challenge been trying to like explore that path to purpose and defining what that looks like so it connects down to the individual up globally through the company.
Right. And everybody has their own purpose, right? Whether they realize right. that or not.
Right.
You know, and my purpose might differ from somebody else, especially someone that might be a little bit younger. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of grew up with, you go to work, you do your thing. And at the end of the day, you go home and collect your paycheck
right.
and, be happy with that. Right. But that doesn't work in these days.
Right.
You know, so, you know, another challenge that we have too is we have multiple locations throughout the Midwest, and the cultures are very different. You know, as you go between the various offices, and that's always kind of been a challenge for us too, is how do we relate to each one of our locations, and that is one thing that I know Jay and his team are going to kind of help us with, and. You know, you guys went through and visited, you know, almost all of our offices and mm-hmm. met with yep. the team members and so forth. And the feedback I heard was, oh my gosh, really? You guys came down here and visited with us and you wanted to hear what we had to say? That's awesome. And it's just really encouraging when you hear people talk about that, you know, in the hallways and so forth of, oh my gosh, you know, these guys from Firespring, we're learning more about who they are and it's awesome that our company is really taking to heart what we're saying and trying to develop and define these values and purpose and so forth. And mm-hmm. it's really getting people pumped for that.
Well, I think it's great that you guys have like started to really pay attention and hone into that and knowing that there's going to be disparate cultures and disparate locations. And I mean, even in your guys' operation here in Lincoln is huge. It's a lot like Firespring, right? Like Firespring's a big company here in Lincoln. There's a ton of humans that pack themselves into this little sardine can every single day. And there are like subcultures within our overall culture, right? It's almost like different neighborhoods in one big community, I think mm-hmm. is how we've talked about it before, right?
Right.
But like being in tune with those and like knowing that that's a really good thing, right? Like that's what makes community thrive are all the other cultures that are feeding it from every angle, in my opinion, in my experience, right? So I think it's great that you guys are in tune with that and working towards that and like making sure that every community or every subculture like is heard and a part of the overall ecosystem. I think that's amazing.
Right, right. And you know, I always was under the impression that as a company, you're one big culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody... again, I'm kind of the herder, everybody together, let's move forward and so forth.
mm-hmm.
And I never really understood the concept of why are there subcultures. And you almost, to a point, I used to think of that as more of a negative aspect, you know?
Yeah.
Until recently, I'm, you know, us, you know, we as a team are actually learning this is a good thing, guys.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with having subcultures, you know, within an organization, you know, like ours. And so, you know, we encourage that now. Because mm-hmm. we actually see what comes out of that,
And what are some of the things you're coming out of, like, you know, accepting the subcultures and embracing it? What are some of the things that you're starting to experience or little pockets and information kind of insights you've gotten from that?
Right. Well, there are various aspects from, you know, different, you know, these different cultures. You know, one thing I was talking about earlier is the age gap. You know, we have a lot of, you know, a lot of guys and gals coming out of college, you know, at 20 years old and 22 and so forth. But we also have folks that have been there for, gosh, 45 years or so, right? And completely different aspects when you talk to these subcultures, these groups of folks, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. And in fact, they both give very different perspectives on some of the ideas and thoughts and things you're trying to think, the process that you're trying to come up with too. And so it's interesting to listen. And, you know, most of these things that folks are saying are taken into consideration, and we build those into our processes. Mm-hmm. And so it's really cool to kind of see this all starting to kind of come together.
Yeah.
I know it's a long process. Jay, what
sure.
says about yeah. 7 years or so.
Well, and typically, even then it's never done, right? Like
right.
You may get across that quote unquote finish line in 7 years. Yeah. Right. But that's like a lap, right? Like it's a track you got to constantly, cause cultures right. are going to continue to evolve and, you know, needs and expectations yeah. and like
right.
everything's going to constantly be moving. So it's something that
right.
we're forever going to need to be yep. in tune with. Right.
Yep. So. And we heard the term 7 years and we all said, we don't have 7 years. We said more like 7 months, but you know, you can't rush these things.
Yeah, for sure.
You definitely can't rush it. You right. know, you just have to kind of let it take its course and you have to embrace it. You know, mm-hmm. first of all, you have to embrace it as a management team, but you also have to embrace, you know, these subcultures, mm-hmm. you know, like you were talking about.
Talk about the 7 year thing. I would assume most of our listeners are probably like, why 7 years?
That's well, how long it takes gum to pass through your
yeah.
system.
Yeah.
So I should stop swallowing.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I think, you know, the longer you've been around as a company, you're established in, you know, in the ways and your process that you've always done things. You know, this is the way we've always done it. Mm. So why change now?
Right.
And so the longer you've been around, the harder it's going to be to change that, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're a startup, you know, company, I don't know if it was for a fact, but I would assume it'd be a little bit easier, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. you're just getting started. So, and I don't know generally if it's just 7 years across the board or if it's kind of that 7 year number is related to us. But again, I like this to yeah. move a little bit faster, mm-hmm. but that's okay.
Yeah.
Again, we have a lot of irons in the fire right now, and we just want to make sure it's done right.
Yeah.
And we're all moving together, you know, as a group, mm-hmm. you know, for the good. So
the way, you know, based on how much time you and I have spent with each other and what I know of you and the way you think and look at the things, huck the lawn dart down the block for me a little bit. In your mind, when you're laying in bed at night and you're thinking about purpose and impact and where ECC is going to be, whether it's 2 years, 5 years, 7 years down the road, like for you personally, what is that purpose goal that you're trying to drive the organization to? If mm-hmm. you could project your purpose on out there.
Sure. You know, in the past, we've always been confined to the four walls, right?
True.
It's just not a lot of outward looking type of, you know, visions. And, you know, one of the things that I know you guys do at FireSpring is you're very involved in the community, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. right? And so your purpose to someone might be, you know, working at their favorite charity or local organization mm-hmm. to better themselves, but also to, you know, to better someone else. And that's something I think is very important, is just getting involved in the community and just being a little more outward facing, mm-hmm. you know, because today, you know, we don't do a lot of advertising, mm-hmm. right? It's a lot of word of mouth. And when you do things like that, it's cheap marketing, really.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I think it's something, looking down the road a ways, I think it's something that we need to start looking into is getting a lot more involved with, you know, outside our four walls.
Yeah. And it helps just build that, like, right. Yes, brand recognition for sure. And that, like, that could be a positive, like, byproduct of that. But just what it does, and I can only speak for myself, right? I can't speak for anybody else in the room. But like, when I go, I'm starting to get really involved with DECA, right? That's the organization. I grew up doing that in high school. I was a DECA nerd through and through. And so now I'm starting to get involved with DECA for my volunteer hours through FireSpring. And like, that for me, just like my brain it feeds me in a way that like I don't get that anywhere else in my life right now, right? Yeah. Like my kids are super young and we're doing a lot of fun shit together, but we're not like if I start talking marketing with my kids, there's like, all right, well, I'm gonna go to bed now, Dad. Yeah. Good night. So like it's neat. I'm being fed in a completely different way. And that's like a really positive thing to have. So I think you'll start to see these like multifaceted three-headed giants coming out of why doing good is so freaking good, right?
You bet. And again, it's just, this is new territory for us. This is new grounds for us. So, you know, every day we're learning. Mm-hmm. I'll mention it again. You know, I mentioned before that this is not, we're not intending this to be an overnight process. We'd like it to be 7 months, like I said, but that's not going to happen. We just want to make sure this is done right. Mm-hmm. And we have everybody in this process, involved in this process. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I think I think like the huge takeaway for me is just, you know, you guys have been around for such a long time, and 7 years sounds like so far away. But time moves incredibly fast, mm-hmm. especially when you're working on projects like this, where you're getting that buy-in, and then you have those environmental factors coming at your organization. So I think it's incredibly mindful that that's how you guys are mindful that it's going to be 7 years. If you can hit, you know, that goal beforehand, amazing. But it also allows your team that time to adjust and to accept what's happening, especially because it's a huge shift from where you're operating. So I think that gets lost on a lot of people that, you know, people, we have this instant gratification society now where you're like, I want it and I want it now, like the you know, spoiled girl from Willy Wonka. But it isn't. You have to be patient and allow these things to really kind of permeate your organization, especially when you have remote locations where you have staff and teams and those subcultures mm-hmm. to kind of come around that. I mean, Graham, you probably connect with a lot of organizations across the country who have gone through this process or are still going through this process. Like, have you heard any tips from the road that like you can impart here about kind of that process?
Road warriors.
Yeah.
Graham Vanderbrooks.
Working on the weekends. I mean, you have all the stories, right?
Well, I mean, there are a ton of really exciting stories, but I think that one of the things that we're really hitting on here is when we start thinking about opportunities to really engage within the workplace and make the values, the team values, you start to shift the business from simply being an opportunity for professional development to an opportunity for personal and professional development. And especially when we spend 40 to 60 to 80 hours a week in the workplace, I think being able to really impart those values is critically important to developing a deeper rooted community. And mm-hmm. so I think that back to that, to the, those mm-hmm. points, really bridging that personal and professional development is a really important aspect of being able to define that purpose and start down that road of how do you become the steward for the entire organization, for the team members that are there and that are spending the majority of their waking hours as a part of your organization.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's a good point. Straight up. Matt, listen, really appreciate you coming by and like just letting us pick your brain today. Before we wrap this up though, if for anyone out there listening to the show that wants to learn more about Electronic Contracting Company, where do they go online? How do they access your guys' website? Like just hit us with the self-promo stuff real quick.
Sure. Website, ECCOINC.com, EchoInc.com, or we have social media feeds, which our marketing specialists would enjoy if you guys would visit. And we have Facebook. Gosh, I got to remember these now. What, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. I know we have some YouTube channels and so forth.
Yeah,
so,
cool.
Yep.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for coming out.
Yeah, appreciate
it. Thanks, guys. Pick your brain today. This mm-hmm. was good.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Cool. Alrighty. Well, thank you all for tuning into this week's episode of the ROI of Why. Make sure that you guys smash the hell out of that subscribe button. Those written 5-star reviews are always appreciated. And if there's an organization or an individual out there that you know of that you want us to pick their brain and learn more about their story or what motivates them on their path to purpose, hit us up, right? Shoot us a DM on social, throw a note in our bucket via the website, smoke signal, or maybe send a raven even. I don't know. It's probably too
carrier
cool for
pigeon.
That. I was going more Game of Thrones.
But oh, yeah. It's fine. I remember I haven't watched these shows. I live in a... I know.
All right. Okay. Well, anyways, until next week.
I'm going to go watch Game of Thrones.
No, you're not. You said that like seven episodes ago.
I'll have pretended to have watched Nightmare Before Christmas at this point. I know. It's bad. I know. I'm crushing his soul as we speak, guys.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, though. Until next time, I'm Andrew.
I'm Angie.
And I'm Graham.
And we'll catch you on the flip.
Still using bias tires? Here's your chance to upgrade to radial. This spring, Firestone Ag is making it easy with Farm Hard Rewards. Just head to your local certified Firestone Ag tire dealer between now and April 30th and get discounts as big as $200 per tire when you buy two or more eligible Firestone radial tires.
This deal doesn't last long, so visit Roadrunner Tire to take advantage of Farm Hard Rewards soon. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply. For full details, visit FirestoneAg.com or contact Roadrunner Tire and Kearney to learn more.
Still using bias tires? Here's your chance to upgrade to radial. This spring, Firestone Ag is making it easy with Farm Hard Rewards. Just head to your local certified Firestone Ag tire dealer between now and April 30th and get discounts as big as $200 per tire when you buy two or more eligible Firestone radial tires.
This deal doesn't last long, so visit Roadrunner Tire to take advantage of Farm Hard Rewards soon. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply. For full details, visit FirestoneAg.com or contact Roadrunner Tire and Kearney to learn more.
How do I feel when my website and applications come under attack? Thanks to Neustar Security, I feel confident. Their full ultra-secure suite of always-on cloud security services means our website will always be available to our customers whenever they need it, day or night. Neustar Security does more than ensure my company's online presence is ultra-secure. It ensures my peace of mind. Neustar Security, always-on, ultra-secure.